Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
Welcome to a very, very exciting edition of The Thought Police. I'll tell you why it's exciting, because we haven't done one for a while.
It's so fucking long since we
Kevin O'Sullivan is here. I'm here. I'm Mike Graham. Yeah, we were starting to get bits of abuse and people calling us cunts and all sorts on.
Well, we deserve to be called cunts, but you've been on. We have to take fucking holidays.
Yeah, I went for 2 weeks holiday in Montenegro, which was fucking amazing. And I presume you'll be taking a holiday.
I'm off, I'm afraid, this weekend.
Oh, are you?
But this is going to be 2 weeks.
Right. And everybody goes, well, you fucking took a fucking really, really bad time to take a holiday. Well, there's never a good time to take a fucking holiday. But I must admit, even I thought it was a bit extreme when I managed to miss England getting knocked out in the fucking Euros, Gareth Southgate resigning, Donald Trump getting shot, Joe Biden dropping out of the fucking presidential race, a fucking soldier being stabbed to death. Yeah, you know, absolutely unbelievable.
I said to Henrietta, my wife, I bet you fucking Mike's rolling on his fucking sunbed missing all this stuff. But you came back, arguably, to even bigger stories. So,
well, look at where we
still
are.
Got it.
Look at where we are. The fucking, and you guys have been doing a great job. The world has fucking gone on fire since I've been back. I mean, since a week ago, Monday, when that terrible, awful fucking crime happened, and that absolute shitbag, and I'm going to call him that because I don't give a fuck about what they say about sub judice. No, he's a shitbag. He stabbed 3 fucking children to death, the cunt. I'm not going to mention his name, and that way you can't fucking do me for anything.
I can't pronounce it anyway.
No, exactly right. At the end of the day, what has happened since then has proven what I said all along, because just before I went away, I put out a tweet that said, mark my words, by the time I come back, it will all be over for Labour. The honeymoon will be over, Starmer will have fucked it all up, and they'll be staring down the fucking barrel of a shotgun. And look at where we are. Yeah.
Look, we are
how
now.
How shit are Labour?
I know,
fuck me.
So fucking terrible. This is now 1 month and 2 days since this nation very unwisely voted in that bunch of student politics, ideologue, din cunts to be our government. Bunch of fucking idiots.
Oh my God. Really, she's gone to America this week, by the way, to see if people want to invest in the country while it's on fire.
Yeah. So she's selling brand Britain PLC.
Brilliant.
Yeah, good luck with that.
Yeah.
This is what's driving me nuts right now. Right. Southport, of course, a terrible trigger.
Yeah.
I think that these disturbances, this widespread unrest goes back before that. I think it started with the Leeds riots, then the incident at Manchester Airport where those two Muslim guys pummeled the fuck out of 3 serving police officers, including a woman, and broke her nose, and they still fucking haven't been charged.
Right.
Worse than that,
they've had a fucking press conference saying how terribly badly treated
they
were.
Exactly.
We'll come
back
to that.
Exactly right. So I obviously Southport was a trigger, but I think this unrest dates back before that, and now we've got the culmination, and now we're seeing these riots every fucking day, and it isn't just right-wing fucking thugs. I'm so sick of that cunt Starmer staring down the barrel of the TV cameras and going, no, it's just far right thugs. And then he goes, well, what about two-tier policing? We haven't got two-tier policing.
Not an issue.
You fucking cunt, you've got to fucking talk about this. He won't confront it. It is so frustrating. We have a prime minister and his cabinet cronies who will not talk about a very disconcerting truth, and that is that this country is in a state of serious unrest. It is in a tinderbox state. They're sick of migration, they're sick of Islamification, and this fucking arsehole Starmer won't even talk about
it. No, exactly right. I mean, I was amazed, actually, when I managed to get a guy who was a local councillor from Tamworth to actually admit that people aren't happy that their fucking local hotels are getting filled with illegal migrants. And now, as a result of the terrible incidents that we've seen, where people were trying to break into them and fucking set fire to them, that they're all now being moved out. But where are they going to put all these people? You know, these fucking people who are in fucking hotels from Hastings practically to probably fucking John O'Groats.
Yeah, they are.
All over the country, right? Down as far west as fucking Cornwall, up in the northeast in Middlesbrough, up in Scotland, you know, in Wales, Swansea, everywhere you fucking look, there's a hotel somewhere near you with migrants in it. And it's not a very good fucking situation because people are sick to fucking death of watching these people come in and out every fucking day, smoking, leering, looking at girls, fucking, you know, maybe committing crimes. What we know is that they're fucking up the cities of this country by doing it. And now Starmer's basically saying, oh, it's all the fault of the far right.
No, it's fucking not.
You know, who don't like it. Well, nobody fucking likes it, actually.
Far right thugs. It's like a fucking pulley string.
I mean, I think there's no doubt that they are thugs. But whether they're right, left, or whatever the fuck they are, doesn't matter. The people who are setting fires to fucking hotels are thugs. I don't think there's any problem.
Oh, no doubt about that. But what I'm saying is that first, there's another thing. Really annoying thing that Starmer keeps saying, and in fact, the great and the good, the establishment, this is their line. These are not protests, they're just thugs. Right. Well, look, their methods are deplorable, but they are fucking protests. Right. They don't attack the migrant hotels for nothing. Right. It's because they're sick of migrant hotels. Labour is now saying Operation Dispersal. Literally, they announced this today where they say, oh, we've got to disperse these migrants more around the country. They're already, as you just said, Mike, fucking dispersed everywhere. They're infesting this fucking country, and that is why people are rioting.
And there's hundreds and hundreds of them arriving every fucking day, by the way, because of course, despite their promise to smash the gangs, Labour have done fuck all. Only thing that's happened is that more people have decided to come because they now know that if they can get here, even more reason that they will stay.
Yeah, and smashing the gangs won't work. Smash a gang and another gang will crop up.
Yeah.
The gangs are meeting a demand, and the demand is from the migrants. If you don't stop the migrants, there will always be people smuggling guns. And once again, Starmer's fucking approach to that, the migrant crisis, and now these riots, he treats them as if they're just a law and order issue. Yeah. So he's going on about the rioters. They'll all be arrested. They'll all go to prison. By the way, they suddenly found space in the
prisons.
Well,
they're letting people out of prisons, aren't they? So in order to put these people in.
Well, you know, so suddenly, so it's not a fucking law and order issue. You can fucking arrest them all. You can put them all in prison. There will still be riots. There will still be unrest. If you don't confront the reason for these riots, this nation is in big fucking trouble. And in terms of the people smuggling gangs, forget it. Arrest as many as you like. It will not solve the migrant crisis. They've got rid of the only fucking deterrent. It wasn't much of a deterrent, but then again, it never got a chance. The Rwanda scheme didn't start.
Right.
And now, since they've come in a month ago, I think it's something like 5,000 migrants have come across the channel unopposed, and embraced into the warm arms of a very, very loving Britain that gives them these hotels, etc., etc. You know, and they love migrants. They love immigration. What they didn't realise, Starmer and his gang, is that the people have had a fucking enough of this. They really fucking have.
They've had a belly full of it, a gut full of it. And also, it's not just that. It's about the fact, I mean, the thing that I find really ironic is that Starmer keeps parroting these words. I'm going to make the streets of Britain safe for people in Britain. Well, that's the reason people are pissed off, because guess what? The streets of Britain are not fucking safe.
Yeah.
There are people shoplifting. There are people getting mugged. There are people getting their watches stolen. There are people getting their phones stolen. The fucking country has been lawless now for quite a long time. And I admit that much of that happened under the Tories. But Labour are not fucking fixing it. And we've now got these marauding gangs of young Muslim men walking around in fucking Birmingham, right? Looking for white people to beat up.
Where were the fucking police? The fucking police?
Well, no, the police couldn't attend that event because, of course, they were too busy.
Because they're Muslims.
And they don't know. We had a guy call in, actually, who's an ex-copper, who said something very interesting. He said the reason the cops are reluctant to go in heavy on Muslim groups is because they don't know how they're going to react. Whereas if they go in on the sort of white groups that they know, they sort of know what's going to happen. A couple of them might take a swing at you. A couple of them might try and headbutt you. They don't really know whether the Muslims are going to pull a knife or fucking pull
a gun. So they're scared of the Muslims.
Basically, yeah.
Fuck off.
Yeah.
Fuck off. Here's the story, right? This is why I do believe that this unrest dates back before Southport. Yeah. Terrible, of course, though Southport was.
Yeah.
That was the detonation point for unrest that was already going on. Definitely. Right. So today it's Tuesday. We're recording this on Tuesday. 2 weeks ago, to this day, those two Muslim guys were filmed at Manchester Airport pummeling the fuck out of coppers, serving armed policemen, one a woman, they broke her fucking nose, all three had to go to hospital. We saw the footage, it is shocking. These guys are out of control. I thought, oh blimey, when that copper stamped on his head and kicked him in the head, he really went over the top there. Then I saw the extra footage, and I think that anything was justified to tame that fucking wild animal.
Also, what
simple
you saw,
as that.
And also what you saw when you then saw the footage that was released later.
Yeah, that's what I meant.
You saw, but what I'm saying is what you saw was the speed with which it was all happening.
Mm.
So the moment that the guy goes down, having been tasered, to the moment he gets kicked in the head, it's literally a nanosecond. Okay. And if you're involved in that kind of, you know, close combat, that's the way it goes.
Mm.
He doesn't know he's going to stay down. Yeah. He doesn't know he's safe.
He had to be tamed. Now, so those guys filmed, caught on camera, doing that, right? 2 weeks later, Greater Manchester Police, 2 weeks later, they have not been charged. They, as you said, Mike, they gave a fucking press conference this morning where their lawyer is quite clearly trying to say, oh, we can't possibly have a fair trial now. Hold that thought.
Right.
Hold that thought. Over this weekend, this past weekend, a lot of white working class blokes were filmed rioting, you know, smashing places up, breaking the law, fair enough. One day later, Monday morning, they're in fucking court, they're charged, filmed, charged, 24 hours flat. So how can it be that it only takes 24 hours to charge white working class guys when they break the law, but it 2 weeks after a couple of Muslim guys outrageously break the law, they still haven't been charged? That, mate, is two-tier policing.
It absolutely is, and it's two-tier justice, and it's two-tier politics. And also, if you watched what they were all saying today, they're trying to make out that they were the victims of racial assault, racial abuse, that they were somehow provoked into punching the shit out of a female police officer. They weren't.
Mm-hmm.
They were just bad people, bad guys. And also, the other thing that's fucking not happening is that not only are they not being charged, but one of the people who has been charged in the rioting over the weekend, he's been charged with punching a police officer in the face.
Right? Interesting.
Interesting, right?
Interesting.
So that's the fucking crime. Here's some footage of two guys punching lots of police officers in the face multiple times, and yet they're still fucking out there not being charged. It's outrageous.
Yeah, I think it's only fair that we can now speculate about why these two guys with clear-cut filmed evidence of what they were doing. I mean, raining down punches on serving police officers in a fucking frenzy.
Right.
Why haven't they been charged? I say it's because Greater Manchester Police are scared to charge them because they're Muslims and they're worried about sectarian trouble. Again, two-fucking-tier policing.
Because you know what would happen, right? If they charge them, you know that the very minute that that happens, that there will be a mobilisation of Muslim youth who will go to Rochdale Police Station, like they did the last time, and besiege it, and start chucking
suck
eggs at them, and start chucking rocks at them, smashing windows, and rioting.
Suck it up, right? You know, that's, you know, break the law, fuck them. If they're rioting outside Rochdale Police Station, arrest them. Now, look, think about Leeds.
Yeah, they didn't last time, did they?
No, they didn't. And what about Leeds, that fucking great riot that left £1 million worth of damage in the Hare Hills district, isn't it?
That's such a shithole. I can't imagine they made £1 million worth of damage.
The rioters actually decorated the place.
Yeah.
Guess how many arrests total they made there? I think on the night, I'm not sure they made any at all.
No.
Since then, they've made eight.
Well, that
eight.
Was, that was when
eight.
The police were filmed running
eight.
Away, wasn't
eight.
It?
Because they're mainly there. The police just fucked off and left the mainly ethnic rioters to fill their boots for four destructive hours.
Yeah.
and 8 arrests. Now, this weekend just gone past, 450 arrests,
yeah.
And the white working class guys are turning up in court at a rate of knots. Two fucking tier policing. Yes. It is as plain as the nose on your fucking face.
Don't forget as well what happened in London last Wednesday, which was when it was the day after the riots in Southport, and they had a very relatively peaceful kind of demonstration in London. Lots of people came with kids. Lots of women came. You know, it was not by any means what Keir Starmer would describe as a far-right thuggery event, right?
Yeah, yeah,
you
yeah.
might remember that woman, 73 years of age, who was surrounded by 4 to 5 police officers wearing crash helmets, wearing riot gear. They had her hands tied behind her back. And she's going, I'm 73. I've never been arrested in my life. I'm just here because I want people to know how I feel about those poor children, right? And they just fucking arrested her. And they arrested 60 people. For being in the wrong place at the wrong time. They issued a dispersal order, and so they said 100 people had been arrested, right? But 60 of them hadn't done anything. Yeah, yeah. They'd just been standing on the street.
So that lady, right, this is what she did. She lives in the middle of that area, yeah. Right? It's a bit too late to tell everyone, tune into the Political Asylum, my programme tonight. She's on it.
Oh, is she?
Yeah, she's
oh,
on
brilliant.
The,
so you found her.
Isabel Fantastic. Oakeshott went up to find her.
Brilliant.
She's an amazing woman. Here's what right. she did. Here's what
she's
she
a
did.
Londoner. Right?
Yeah, yeah. But lives up there in Leeds. So she was making cups of tea for the coppers, bringing them out.
Right.
So here you go,
oh, maybe it's
go.
A different woman then.
This is up in Leeds, yeah. Right? I think you might be thinking of the London one.
Yeah, anyway, I'm thinking of the London one, yeah.
Yeah, that's the woman's channel.
I've got a pace, man.
So we've got this Leeds woman, Leeds lady, and she's giving cups of tea to the coppers.
Yeah.
And she's looking at what's going on. There's largely a lot of Roma gypsies yeah. were rioting, but also a lot of ethnic...
Also, sorry, can I just ask a question? When did Hare Hills in Leeds suddenly become the centre of a fucking population of Roma gypsies?
Well...
When did that happen?
It just is. I don't right? know. However, so she then, after watching... As she watched these rioters smash the fucking place up, she turns to the coppers and said, why are you letting these people do this? They immediately arrested her.
Jesus. Even
so,
making tea
so she, because she criticised the ethnic rioters, the police arrested her.
Shocking.
She's a white working class woman.
Yeah.
This is disgusting what is going on. Elon Musk is calling out the Prime Minister, Keir Starmer, for this. And Elon Musk is exactly on the money. And I bet you that fucking wanker, Keir Starmer, that wishes his name wasn't Keir, because that wouldn't rhyme with two-tier
Keir.
Elon
Musk calling him two-tier Keir, isn't it? I mean, it's extraordinary what's going on. But I'll tell you what, and I've said this as well on the show, I've been quite staggered by how bad Keir Starmer is Prime Minister.
I couldn't agree with
He's
you
He's absolutely useless. Rachel Reeves the same. I mean, look, let's not forget, before any of this happened, before that horrendous, awful crime was committed on Monday of last week, she appeared in fucking Parliament, right, the last day of the summer term, to announce that they were going to do something they said they weren't going to do before, which was to take away the winter fuel allowance from pensioners, right, in order to pay the fucking junior doctors by the bizarrely same amount of £1.1 billion, right? What a fucking betrayal of all the good people of this country who have done so much for it, who have contributed to their own pensions all their fucking lives, and she's basically gone, fuck you lot. You're old, you're no fucking use to us, you don't vote Labour, so we're going to fuck you up. Yeah, and that's exactly what she did, and that's exactly when this kind of, you know, beginning of the demise of Labour started.
Yeah.
Because he's gone, Starmer's gone.
Horrible thing to do.
From 16 points approval rating down to 3 in 2 weeks, right?
Yeah.
In fucking 2 weeks.
Rachel Reeves is the fucking granny freezer. Taking away the winter fuel allowance was political cruelty of the highest order.
Yeah.
It saved £1.1 billion. Meanwhile, Labour is committed to £10 billion worth of public sector pay rises for all those cunts who don't go.
Because they're all doing such a great job.
So they get 5.5%, £10 billion. Another £10 billion on Ed Miliband's crazy...
Millipede.
His crazy fucking net Swat. Zero claptrap, all those fucking windmills and
solar
farms. £10 billion going to spend on that. And then check this out. £11.5 billion to be sent to foreign countries for their climate change projects. Rachel Reeves is prepared to freeze our pensioners to death but spend a fucking fortune on foreign countries so they can have windmills, spend a fucking fortune on us so we can have windmills and that don't matter, that won't make any fucking difference. Mm. And by the way, apart from giving all those public sector workers a pay rise, because of course they all vote Labour, that's why they're getting it, 20
they all deserve it.
22% for the fucking junior doctors, more money. Wait. All these fucking arseholes are doing is paying everyone who votes Labour
lots
of money.
And guess what the result of it is, right? Only announced this week, ASLEF, the train drivers union, has already said, because the junior doctors have got 22%, they'll be back with some more fucking demands in the autumn.
And Labour will give them
Will get more fucking money because they all say, we can't fucking live off 70,000 a year. It's just a nightmare. And we have to drive the train like for 4 hours a day. It's absolutely fucking ridiculous. But of course, the junior doctors have said the same. They're not going to fucking stay off on strike. They're going to come back on strike because they think 22% isn't enough. And they're just going to keep asking for more and more money. I mean, when you're being held to fucking ransom, that's why you don't give the kidnappers the fucking money. Because then they kidnap some more people and ask you for some more fucking money. Yeah, yeah. I mean, it's not fucking
That's
difficult.
Exactly what this government is being. It's being held to ransom by all the people who vote for it. You know, public sector workers, net zero fanatics.
The Muslim community.
Muslim community and so on and so forth. Yeah. They are in thrall to everyone that votes for them and they're just going to give them loads of money and the rest of us, as far as Labour concerned, can fuck right off. Yeah. But let me tell you, they thought when they got into power a month ago, this is it for a generation. They ain't going to last past the next election.
I don't even think they'll last 5 years because the way things are in this country, I kid you not, and I'm not being dramatic here, you know, this is a fucking disaster.
Yeah.
And it is a burning fucking wheelie bin full of fucking madness and shite.
Totally
and until such time as they actually do something that people will go, okay, so you've stopped the boats or you've stopped the fucking problems within our middle England cities. You've managed to make the cultural no-go areas, which we have plenty of, by the way, in places like Leicester, in Manchester.
Yep.
You know, there are roads in Manchester. People tell me all the time you can't go down them. In Birmingham, you've got no-go areas. You've just got entire regions of Britain which are culturally not English anymore.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. It's as simple as that.
And by the way, so last night in Birmingham, there were all these riots, and you saw these two idiots in the fucking masks on their bicycles come roaring up to a camera.
And people in cars.
And shout Free Palestine.
Yeah, yeah.
So what are they then, Keir? Are they far left thugs?
Yeah.
Because they're obviously not far right thugs, are they? I'll tell you what they are. They're fucking Muslims, so they're allowed to riot with impunity.
Absolutely right. There was no police anywhere because the police didn't go anywhere near that. Some of them have actually gone back to the pub. You know where the pub was? It's called, I think, the something Swan.
Yeah.
I've forgotten the name of it. But we had a call from somebody from inside who said their mother-in-law was working in there. And it was fucking terrifying because they were outside. And
trying to beat up
a guy who was outside. But a bunch of them have gone back to apologise to say, oh, we're really sorry. We were only beating him up because he was a far-right thug. And you go, well, sorry, that doesn't explain why you were throwing fucking rocks at the windows and terrorising the people who were inside. You know, it's absolutely fucking outrageous what's going on.
And then you think of Keir Starmer, as I say, staring at the nation like some fucking bot, going, I'm tempting and placing.
Yeah.
We're going to arrest everyone. Refusing to discuss the reasons for all of this. All he's doing is attacking the symptoms, not the cause.
Because
And every time he does it, though, every time he does it, especially, by the way, he never says, I'm going to keep the entire community safe. He's going to keep Muslims and their mosques safe. So every time he does this, and he's done it three times in a row now, I think, he pours petrol on the flames of this unrest.
Because after
he's
Southport,
causing this, fucking idiot.
After Southport, he started talking about mosques being attacked.
Yeah,
there was only... that point there was only one mosque that was attacked and it was the one mosque that was in Southport. So he really, really conflated what was going on and he kind of paid to the fact that any of it would stop, because what he's actually done, and when we talk about the thuggery that's going on, there are people in this country who are from the underclass of this country who have got no hope, probably got no job, probably got no chance of getting a decent job. You know, they spend most of their life pissed and fucking coked up. And they're the ones who are fighting the police. And you know what it's like, from just going back to the football stuff, right? If you know that you like fighting the police and you know the police are now being told to fucking get stuck in, you're going to turn up to fight them.
Yeah, yeah.
And that's what these people do.
But as I say...
So he's actually feeding into what it is that they want.
Look, some of these so-called far-right thugs, as you say, Mike, are there for a punch-up.
They love it.
A good laugh.
Yeah.
But even them, you know, even these so-called far-right thugs, they are protesting. This is it drives me nuts when...
This isn't protest. They're not protesting. They're not protest. This is just crime.
Yeah.
No, they are protesting in a way that, you know, Keir Starmer and the gang, I guess none of us like the way they go about their business. Of course not. You know, and I didn't like to see, you know, I don't want to see migrants cowering in their rooms as people try and set fire to their hotels. You know,
that, shouldn't be in the hotels.
None of that is right.
No, they shouldn't be in there.
Yeah, well, no, but none of that is right. But these people are protesting.
Yeah.
And, you know, don't just dismiss them as pointless people that we don't even talk about.
Right.
And as I say, while the vast majority of people in this country would never think about behaving in the way the rioters have, millions of people around the country have the same feeling about this country as those rioters.
And also, have you noticed now that the BBC and all these other fucking witless, useless, shitbag broadcasters like ITV, who actually managed to get fucking Ed Balls to interview his own fucking
wife, hell, what was that about?
Without actually mentioning the fact that she happens to be his wife, because not a lot of people would know, presumably, right? But they're all going, oh, but you know, we know from surveys that we've done that Britain's a much more tolerant country. It is not on the edge. It's only like far right people that are trying to cause division. And they're saying that. People like us, who are apparently being named as those who are causing it. Well, one, we're not fucking causing it. Two, people are fucking angry. And if you work at the BBC or ITV, you haven't got a fucking clue because you never leave your fucking wine bar full of, you know, trendy, nice fucking individuals who wouldn't know a fucking punch if it hit them in the face.
Yeah. So you've got two-tier policing, we've established that. Two-tier politics, we've established that.
Two-tier
and
media.
We've got two-tier reporting.
Yeah.
Now, exactly. I saw the Rotherham riots unfolding on Friday night. I was watching it on the box. And the BBC report was running around in a high old state just shouting about far-right thugs, far-right, far-right thugs. I never once saw him talk to any of them.
No.
How exactly do you know they're far-right thugs? No. You're just saying, well, I've seen it in the papers, they're far-right thugs. Talk to them, for fuck's sake, before you make that claim.
Right.
So two-tier report, the BBC, Sky News, ITV, all the mainstream television channels are reporting a story that is not reflective of the truth. They are, of course, swallowing Keir Starmer's utter bullshit, hook, line and sinker, and saying this is just down to a small group of travelling right-wing, far-right thugs. Well, if they're travelling...
Who apparently go everywhere on the train.
Well, if they if they're fucking doing that, they're certainly getting around, aren't they? Belfast, Plymouth, Rotherham. Oh, yeah. Fuck me, they're...
I know.
This must be a fucking fast trains they're travelling on.
It's the most efficient the trains have ever been, because everybody knows if you try and go anywhere by fucking train, you certainly won't get there in much of a hurry, and there's a pretty good chance the fucking train will be cancelled.
Yeah, that's another fucking line from the two-tier reporting, two-tier politics. That these people travel around. Now, I'm sure there's some of them that do. But Southport, where they said, oh, it's just all travelling far-right thugs. I was listening to that. They've come up from London, they're Cockneys. And they were going, we want our country back. Yeah. They weren't fucking Cockneys. Right. I think they were probably not far... locals, well, not that far from
again,
Southport.
Again, I spoke to plenty of people who were involved in that protest before it sort of kicked off and became quite nasty, because a lot of them said to me that we were part of it, but then when it all looked like it was turning a bit fucking dark and, you know, people started setting fire to police cars, we fucked off. But when they started, that wasn't happening. Yeah. And also, a lot of people are complaining about the way the police have behaved. And again, you know, I have great fucking time and support for the individual police officers who are out there, but their fucking managers and their line managers and their bosses are not giving them enough information. They're not giving them enough ability to do the right thing. You know, most of the time they're overwhelmed, most of the time they're undermanned, and they don't seem to know what they're doing.
Yeah.
And, you know, until such time as the police get a grip of this, basically, it's not going to stop. And they're clearly not going to get a grip of it because they're not interested in having a go at anybody apart from, as you say, the far-right thugs.
Yeah.
But do you know what? We should talk about Hugh Edwards as well.
Oh, Christ. Yeah,
move on. As if that story wasn't big enough for me to fucking come back to, suddenly the day before he's about to be up before the beak, we find out that Hugh Edwards has been charged with child porn offences. Fucking hell.
Well, you know, some of us have known about Hugh Edwards for a long time.
Yes.
And so a lot of people at the BBC knew what he was like. He was doing this way before the shit hit the fan.
Yeah.
Approaching every pretty boy that ever walked into the BBC newsroom, abusing his position.
Yeah.
You know, depravity doesn't even begin to describe it.
Right.
So we all know what he was a fucking pedo all the way through, and now has had to admit to 41 charges of having awful child pornography, seven of which are the worst possible kinds of pictures. So
yeah,
fuck you.
Moving Hugh. Pictures of a 7-year-old.
Fuck you, fucking
break.
Fucking cunt.
Right.
Anyway, the story. So we know the story. As Rod Little said. Can we trust the BBC? No, of course we can't.
No.
But we can trust them to fuck everything up. And what they've done here, this is...
How is Tim Davies in the job? I know you've said to me in the past week, he's not going to fucking be forced out because that's just not what they do. But he fucking should be.
I think he's sailing very close to the wind. Now, here's the deal. It all comes down to... now, bearing in mind... Hugh Edwards, at the time he was charged with these child porn offences, that's last November, was already suspended in disgrace since July. Literally about a year, just over a year ago to that. So in last July, he was suspended for forging an inappropriate relationship with a vulnerable young guy who was like late teens.
Who he was sending money to, right?
He wasn't, £35,000 he gave him for dirty pictures. His mother phones the BBC, says, can you stop getting that cunt Q Edwards to groom? She didn't actually use that term, I'm sure. It'd be funny if she did.
It would have been funny. Yeah.
Can you get him to stop grooming my kid? Yeah. BBC did.
You don't mind.
Fuck all about it. She goes to the Sun. Son starts running the story and the rest is history. Now, so he gets suspended pending an investigation, right? I don't know why this investigation took so long, but what is it? Best part of 6 months?
Well, they were hoping they wouldn't find it.
Well, there was plenty to find.
Yeah.
They just didn't want to find
anything. That's what I mean.
So 6 months or so later, or 5 months, last November, he gets charged with these... with these offences, these child porn offences.
Very serious crimes, told at the beginning.
Now, this is where it goes tits up for Tim Davies, seriously tits up, because he carried on staying on the staff and they paid him £200,000 of his £475,000 a year salary for the next 5 months.
Yeah.
Now, this is what Tim Davies should have done at that point. He should have taken advice, made it very public, you know, or certainly referable. Referenceable. Is that the word?
I think so.
So he went to, he should have gone to lawyers and said, can I stop paying this guy now?
Right.
If the lawyers have said, well, no, you can't, then he's in the clear. At least he tried.
Yes.
But he fucking didn't. So he was interviewed by a BBC stooge last week, didn't allow other journalists to talk to him. And I've got to say, the BBC stooge was quite tough on him, to be fair. He said, well, when you found out about these child porn offences, why didn't you sack him? Why did you carry on paying? He said, well, the police asked us. They said, could you keep this very quiet?
Yes.
Because it would affect the investigation. And the guy said, quite logically, he said, well, that doesn't mean you couldn't have stopped paying.
Yeah.
That doesn't mean you couldn't have sacked him.
Right.
You don't have to announce.
You don't have to announce.
And at that point, David looked incredibly uncomfortable. And therein lies the fucking problem, that he didn't act properly at the point when he found out, and so did a few other executives, that Hugh Edwards had been charged. And by the way, Deborah Turnis, the head of news there, was also one of the people informed. And the journalists in the newsroom are incandescent.
Oh, they really are.
With rage that they were kept in the dark.
And I was told this from a pretty good source, that there was a lot of conversations being had between Mrs. Hugh Edwards and Tim Davey. And that it was down to those conversations that they decided to proceed in the way that they did. Because they played the fucking mental health card and said, oh, you know, the last thing we want is for Hugh to kill himself because that would be awful. And so they said, we better just keep him in the job and better fucking keep paying him until such time as there is a court case. And that way, then you can let it all go. But, I mean, the thing that I also found really fucking dignified and pretty tasteless was the way that he turned up at court like some kind of rock star. He looked like he was actually reveling in it, and he was surrounded
sunglasses,
by five fucking metropolitan police officers. What the fuck were they doing there?
Do you know eh? What? Well, exactly right. But he had the arrogance of the pedophile.
Yes, totally.
What these pedos do, like Gary Glidden, when they get caught, they go, right, you know, it's us against you. I'm a pedo. What are you going to fucking do about it? And he was staring us in the face and just saying, fuck you.
Yeah, exactly.
I agree with that. But
shocking.
I think Davey might be in trouble on this one. Yeah. And by the way,
I don't see how he can survive. I really don't.
One last point, Mike. You know, we're journalists and all that. You know, what annoyed me this time, when was it about this time last year, was The Sun, doing a great job, was scared off that story when his fucking wife, who's now left him, said, oh, you know, he's got mental health issues. Journalists, be they on television stations, radio stations, be they newspapers, we got to be a lot more careful about this, because what we've created for ourselves culturally is this surefire, guaranteed way of closing down a story. So you can't report on me anymore because I've got mental health issues. What we should have turned round to Hugh Edwards and say, why don't you fucking tell that to someone who gives a shit? Because we don't. Fuck you, pedo boy.
Yeah, exactly right. Fucking hell. Sounds like a good time to stop. A lot of people have said, make sure you do a fucking long one. Listen, we're back now, so we'll do one every week. We might even do another one later in the week if it all works out.
Well, let's do one later in the week, but because I'm away.
Because we've got loads. Oh, actually, that's a good idea.
We'll try and do one on...
Maybe do one on Thursday.
Okay.
If you're around.
Yeah.
Because we've got lots to talk about still. We haven't mentioned fucking Biden or Trump or Kamala Harris.
She's just chosen her running mate.
A Minnesota governor who nobody's ever heard of.
It's called Waltz.
Yeah.
As in Last Waltz.
Waltzing fucking Matilda.
Last Waltz for Kamala.
And she didn't choose Shapiro from Pennsylvania.
Yeah, because he's Jewish and Democrats are anti-Semitic.
He's too Jewish. I mean, hello. Jesus fucking Christ. Look out, America. Anyway, fuck you lot. And sorry we haven't been back for a while, but we're back now. And there's plenty to fucking do. So don't go anywhere.
Fuck you all very much.
Yeah, we'll see you soon.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong. So you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class. And our clubs are right around the corner. So you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.